Let's just come before the Lord in prayer. Yes, Lord God, thank you for the clear witness of the gospel message that you came to this earth and various individuals were involved in your coming to this earth and various individuals' lives were completely changed forever when you came to this earth. And that story hasn't stopped, Lord. You are still changing people forever. And thank you that you've come into our hearts. Thank you that you brought change to us. Thank you that you brought life where there was death. And Lord, as we think of that miracle of grace today, as we open your word, may we see once again the words there for us, that you've come to bring us eternal life. And Lord, I pray for every individual here. May you confirm in our hearts that we have eternal life. And for those who don't yet know you, Lord, may they know today that today is the day when they're hearing the voice of the Savior calling to them. And may they bow the knee to Jesus Christ and also receive eternal life. Thank you for your word. Thank you that we believe your word. Thank you that we know that your word is your breathed out thought to us. The message you wanted us to hear. We would never have heard if you hadn't revealed it to us. Thank you, God, for that privilege. And so give us hearts that hear. Open our ears. Open our hearts. And give us willing hands and feet in obedience, we pray. Amen. Well, we're approaching that time of the year again when on the 25th of December, or a little bit before, or some of you may already have received a gift for Christmas. And most gifts have a use-by date, sorry to say. They're either in their quality of manufacture or in their usefulness. These gifts make us happy for a short time, and then the glamour wears off and they get re-gifted. Or they end up in some dark drawer or maybe even an overcrowded shed. I speak from personal experience. But there's one gift which keeps on giving. And once opened, this gift brings blessing. Not just for a short time, but for the rest of our earthly lives and then forever. And the text for that is found, and I'm only going to look at one verse this morning, and I'll come back to this later when we come catch up in our studies in John, and we get to chapter 17. But I want to just look at one verse this morning, John chapter 17, verse 3. This is such an important verse. You see, Jesus himself tells us what eternal life is. These are the words of God telling us what eternal life is. And so we must take note and make sure we understand what this is. And then ask the Lord, Lord, is this true in my life? So here's Jesus' definition of eternal life. Verse 3. And this is eternal life. What? That they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, he's speaking about a big gift here to us. The gift of eternal life. It's the gift of life. This gift brings blessing because it brings life itself. And you might have thought that you were alive before you received this gift, if you're a believer. But once you've opened this gift of eternal life, you realize that you were dead before. What you actually thought was life before was really just death dressed up as life. You see, you've been given eternal life if you're a believer. And eternal life is not heaven. That's our ultimate destination. Eternal life is not about the life hereafter, as many people think. Eternal life is not some fuzzy feeling or something to look forward to. And that's in this dim and distant future, maybe. Eternal life is not something for which to strive throughout your earthly life. Jesus gives us the definition of eternal life. He says eternal life is the gift of knowing God the Father and God the Son. You see, if you know God the Father and you know God the Son, then you have eternal life. It's not something we strive for. We want to know the person of God the Father, God the Son. So he gives us the gift of life. Eternal life is a free gift which comes because of his grace shown to us. Grace means his love shown to us when we didn't deserve it at all. We deserved the opposite. He gives us his grace. And as believers, we have that as our present possession right now when we know God. We don't have to wait for eternal life. We are living eternal life now. So how does that change the way we live? You see, many of us live our Christian lives, and we when Jesus comes again, I'm going to have eternal life. We're waiting for this time when he comes. And yes, it's going to be an amazing time when he comes, but we already have eternal life. Yes, death's going to intervene, but what is death? Death is in the twinkling of an eye, we live again. We have eternal life. Eternal life has started for us. So how does that change the way I think, the way I plan, the way I use my resources, the way I use my time, the way I nurture my family, the way I look after my fellow believers here? How does that change the way I operate when I know I'm already living eternal life now? We hold on to all these things with use-by dates, but we're living in eternity. It adds perspective to our lives. So we have this gift of life, which is eternal life, which we've been given by God. You see, we've been given the gift of a person. This gift came in the form of a person, as we heard this morning, sent by God. Not just any person, but God himself, in human form, a God-man. God made himself into human form. Why? So that we as human beings could see him, we could touch him, we could hear him, we could understand him. The unfathomable one was given intelligible form. Think about that. God became man. Why? On our behalf. God didn't have to do this. He chose to do this. And if you and I want to know and experience life, real life, and blessing forever, this text which we're looking at this morning says that you need to know Jesus Christ. You need to know Jesus, the one who was sent from God. God sent him on a mission to mankind so that he could meet you and me personally, and he could make us right before him, us little human beings on that speck in the whole of space called earth that he created, with all the glory of the heavens around it, pointing to his greatness. He came to us to show his love, and he sent his son on that mission. You need to know that son, Jesus. There is no other way to find eternal life. There is no other alternative life source. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the truth. You need to believe it. God says so. There is no one else. Is that clear? Fantastic. There's more. As we keep unwrapping this gift that we've been given is the gift of knowing God. Think about that. Now, I want to bring up a text, 1 John 5, verse 20, which really explains this well. Same author, God and John, the apostle. This is what they wrote. 1 John 5, verse 20, about knowing God. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true and in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. I want to repeat that. And we know that the Son of God has come, all right? He was sent by God, why? And has given us understanding. He came to become flesh so that we could understand about God. He brought us a message so that we could understand about God. Why? So that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And in his Son, Jesus Christ, he is the true God and eternal life. You see, this gift we've been given is the gift too of knowing God. And once you've submitted control of your life to Jesus Christ and accepted his gift of forgiveness and free grace to you, he introduces you, as it were, formally to God the Father. Now, I'm slowing down what shouldn't possibly be slowed down. Once you've received Jesus Christ into your life, and you accepted him as your Savior, and he's covered you in his blood, what does he do? He, as it were, formally comes and he says, come, I want to introduce you to the Father. And as you stand there before the Father with Christ, he says to you, he says to the Father, Father, this here is one who used to be known by you as dead and lost. But now, they have received new life and forgiveness through me. And therefore, they are now right with you. They've been made, what's the word? Righteous. And they've been made right before you, Lord, forever. And yes, Father, they're still going to stumble. And they're still going to let us down. But slowly, with time, they will be made more holy, like me. But Lord, Father, they are set apart for us now. They are mine, and I will never let them go, but bring them from this life into the life hereafter. And then they will be with us forever, Father. This one is mine. Do you belong to Jesus Christ? Then he's made you right with the Father. You know God. You know the Son. You have eternal life. It's not all. This gift keeps blessing. It's an amazing one, this one. You see, once opened, this gift keeps blessing us, not just to you and I, but our children too. Now, please listen to me. It keeps blessing to our children too, if we are willing to receive this gift of Jesus Christ. God has promised to believers, your blessing will be, my blessing will be on you as families. But they need to know me. And so it's your, you have to teach them about me. You've got to disciple them. You've got to show them who Jesus is. You've got to open the word. You've got to teach them. You've got to bring the truth before them. And my Spirit will work in them. My blessing is on you as families, as believers. But they need to know me. They need to come before me. And then as Ayla read so beautifully this morning, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. What's 1,000 generations about? It's Bible talk. It's scriptural lingo. 1,000 generations means as far as it goes. It's a blessing. 1,000 generations. And what is this gift? Why does this gift keep blessing? Because this gift is a promise fulfilled. He's a covenant-keeping God. And when he sent Jesus, what was he doing? He was fulfilling his promise to mankind. He's a covenant-keeping God. And that's why this gift keeps on giving to 1,000 generations, because any who will come to him and live in his ways will be blessed in this way. He's there for our family members. He's there for our children. He's there for our grandchildren. And I pray for mine. He's there for our family. He's there for our friends. He's there for our colleagues. They're part of the 1,000 generations. But we must introduce them to him. We have that responsibility. There's a guy called Arthur Stacey of Sydney. You might have heard about this. He was called Mr. Eternity. And all he'd do in Sydney was he'd take a piece of chalk every morning on his walk and he'd write one word on the pavement, eternity. And then he'd walk on. And every few kilometers, he'd write eternity. And the witness goes out into Sydney that many came to the Lord. Because as they were doing their walks, they saw this word eternity. And it made them think of eternity. And so he's recognized in Sydney as a man who was God's man. Amazing. One word on the pavement. I've started it there. So if you see eternity on the pavement on the walkway, it's God. You see, we must introduce people to the Savior. And this Christmas, the calling comes to you and I again. Christmas 2023. We're remembering all these things specifically because it's a time of remembrance in the Christian calendar. And the world is kind of ready for, Christmas. But they've got their own version of it. But let this not be a silent Christmas from the Christian perspective. Wherever you can have influence, may it be an active Christmas. May you tell them about Jesus Christ. May you use the opportunity this Christmas to speak again about the Savior who would give this everlasting gift to someone else. Don't keep it to yourself. We know what Christ has done for us. We need to be telling others about this gift, which is a blessing upon blessing every year, forever. Jesus Christ and knowing the Father. Now we come to that little gift I've given you. You may now open it. Thank you very much for listening so well. Now, please hear me. The gift I want to give to you as pastor of Wanganese Baptist Church this morning is a gift of blessing to you because, no, it's not scripture. It's a man who wrote these words, but he summed up the blessings of who Jesus Christ is and everything is given to us in a beautiful poem. And so I'm going to read this poem. And I want you to follow with me. And then I want you to keep it. Or, a greater blessing, give it away to someone else who's a believer. Let's read together. If you're a believer, this promise stands true to you. I am eternally blessed. All I am is connected to you. Chosen by grace to be yours. Adopted to be your own. Named as a child of your love. Wrapped in your fatherly arms, hid in the shadow of your wings, there is no end to your love. I am eternally blessed in the community of the redeemed, a place I could not earn, destiny eternally secure, forgiveness for every sin, weakness a doorway to strength. Fear and shame have no hold, there is no end to your love. I'm eternally blessed. I would have wandered away, seduced by the enemy's lies, giving way to temptation's draw, but you always intervene, battle each time for my heart, breaking through sin's dark deceit. There is no end to your love. I'm eternally blessed, a child in need of your care, blessed with wisdom not my own. You bring hardship my way, a tool of maturing grace. I've learned to lean on you, to resist depending on me. There is no end to your love. I'm eternally blessed. You have been patient with me, faithful when I surely am not, forgiving when I turn away, present wherever I am, mercies that always are new, power when I'm without strength. There is no end to your love. I'm eternally blessed, my future forever secure, a seat at the ultimate feast, worship before his throne, singing of victories won, newness in heaven and earth, sin and death no longer haunt. There is no end to your love. And then there's a pause, and it's like the biblical Selah. Think about this, just pause. Now look to future hope. The day is coming, nothing in the way. The surety is certain, with a divine seal. No political power, no force of nature, no cosmic disaster, no nefarious plan, no oppressor's power can stop the Trinity's will. There will be a day when the roar of grumbling, the din of complaint, the screams of fear, the violence of anger, the cries for help, the groans of grief, the boasts of pride, the lies of deceit, the whispers of shame will be silenced. The Lamb will rise from his eternal throne, and with tender-hearted mercy will move through the redeemed multitude, gathered from every earthly family, and he will dry every last tear. No one in his presence will be able to contain their praise. No one able to mute their gratitude. Bowing before his majesty, enveloped in his glory, eyes filled with his light, hearts exploding with wonder, singing songs of grace and glory, each new hymn a celebration of victory. Satan cast down, death now dead, suffering eradicated. Humanity with one voice singing in praise of the victory of the King. The songs of the redeemed, not temporary choruses. The melodies will waft on and on, a billion years long. No heart will yearn for more or different. No desires will wander. No one will say, if only. No one will gaze around with envy. Eternal satisfaction will capture each one in the multitude, now in their new home. Perfection as their address. Peace and righteousness everywhere, all the time. They will eat, drink, labor, with no dark desire interrupting, all for the glory of the Lamb. Wherever they are, whatever they do, their songs will not cease. The melodies will waft on and on, a billion years long. Chosen before the foundations of the earth were formed, this is your destiny. Your travail will end. Your journey has a destination. Glory of glories awaits. And you too will sing, not a temporary chorus, but a song of eternal praise, a billion years long. And that's just the start. Thank you, Paul David Tripp, for that blessing. Let's pray. Yes, Lord, we are eternally blessed if we belong to you, because you've taken us from death, destruction forever, to life with you forever, made right with God. And Lord, may the glory of that thought, may it influence the way we live our lives, Lord, because we so quickly get caught up in the temporary again. And all we think about is the troubles of the week ahead, all the appointments we've got to keep. Everything has got to come our way. Me, 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 me. Lord, may it be you, 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 and what you've done. Thank you for your gift of life. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, our Father, that you are our God and that we can know you and do know you. And Lord, may we continue to know you daily through the way we spend time in your word, through the way we interact with you, through the way we pray, through the way we daily trust you actively in everything that happens. May you be glorified. We thank you for your blessing. Amen.